fucking life, you ugly, dense cunt. I swear to the biggest fucking fact. And you fucking life, you dumb gooks, you fucking ugly Asian cunts. I'll fucking...
Okay, you gave me a line back there about if something is happening in the world, then it's a natural law.
Anything that happens a lot.
Okay, well, what you're talking about is a natural law. You can't complain about that one either, can you?
What's that? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you're talking about the change in mix of cultures and races in the world. It's obviously happening, so it's obviously, according to your theory, a natural law.
Yeah, that's right.
So you've got to accept that too.
Responsible for all that is God or whatever else. Other.
Okay, so you've got to accept that.
And I don't know why some people in the world have been made blonde and beautiful and others black and ugly.
God, you're a hideous person. I mean, what kind of life do you lead?
You really are.
I don't know what color you are, but inside you're ugly.
It has.
You are ugly.
Problems.
It's Sunday, the 21st of August, 2005 still. This is Pure Onage Podcast number 4, and I'm your host, DeLoco. With me today is Vructor, back from the dead.
Rock on.
Denwo is also joining us.
Hello, Deutsche noobs, and noobs everywhere else in the world, not forgetting Gil's and Zmentions.
And Kashmir Z is also here.
Good morning, one. Good morning, all.
Last Pure Onage podcast was the longest ever. I hope not to repeat that because it was a lot of work to edit. It was received pretty good. I liked the way people responded on the Pure Onage podcast website, and there was a lot of cool comments. I think the best one was by a guy called Jake. He made a comment about Denwo, and he thought Denwo rocked.
So many fans.
Okay, I think we can just agree that I rocked.
The last Pure Onage podcast, we talked a lot about, you know, next gen consoles and stuff, but we didn't get around to stuff like music and the forums, and we're hoping to get a bit more of that in this Pure Onage podcast. So moving on, let's go on to Pure Onage News.
Live from your grave.
We're going to talk about the forum hacking, because it turns out that the forums were hacked about a week or two ago. Kashmir Z, could you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, basically, like, the forums were hacked, as you said. Basically, the first thing that runs through my mind when you hear about that is, why? Why would someone want to hack the Pure Onage forums? Like, there's clearly nothing to gain out of it.
You could reset Wyman's post count. I think that's very much worth hacking.
Why reset my post count? Well, you could reset Wyman's post count, eh?
Vructor, remember when you had a really high post count and somehow your post count got reset back to zero?
Yeah, I was the first one to hit 1,000 posts on the forums, and then it reset, and then Wyman came on the forums, and then he got 2,000 posts before I got even, 500 more posts, and everybody complained about him.
Yeah, Vructor was the first with the 1,000 post count.
So Vructor was a spam whore, and he was a noob with his first ever post that said, "Oh my god, la 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 la, this show rocks, I own all you noobs, blah blah."
And I didn't say I own all you noobs. It was me. It was the first post ever.
You definitely said that.
It was the first post ever in the forums by a regular user.
I'm above it.
I registered for FPS Doug. Noob.
Bullshit. Yeah, so Vructor's a noob, and he's a mod only because he can identify with all the noobs.
Oh, shit. It was supposed to be a secret, you noob.
The reason behind the forum hacking, not the reason, but what exactly happened, some guy used these really easy kiddie scripts to hack into the forums. And the forums, they were running an older version of PHP BB, which has since been upgraded. And that older version was quite sensitive to these kiddie scripts. That's why the forum got hacked. It's very sad that someone wanted to do that, but, you know, this comes along with popular forums. And, you know, the forums are not exactly known for their uber matureness, but we can talk about that later. Let's move on to gaming news.
Of
basically, I just wanted to talk about, you know, Steam for publishing Half-Life 2 games, Source Engine and stuff. I just want to say there was like a few updates, really cool updates actually, which are on this Source Engine but aren't really Half-Life 2. The first game is going to be released on Steam. It's called Ragdoll Kung Fu, and basically it uses the Source Engine with the Ragdoll physics, and you can actually play Kung Fu in kind of two-dimensional environment. So you just move on the side, but it's 3D, and you can play Kung Fu. I don't really know how you play it, but it looks really awesome, just the way it's done. I'm really hoping to see that soon. And there's also another game made not by Valve, but still in the Source Engine, called Dark Messiah of Might and Magic, which is basically, I think it's like the Heroes of Might and Magic, but it's a first person with magic and fighters and monsters and stuff. And also, you can play this game, which looks awesome. And anybody that has Half-Life on Steam, there's going to be Blue Shift release for free for everyone who has Half-Life 1 at least, including those who purchased the Half-Life 2 Silver. It's going to be really cool too, and cool stuff on Steam. There's also going to be Day of Defeat Source, which we're still waiting. We're not really sure the progress of the game. We're not sure if they're done. We're not sure if they're even beta testing or anything. We know they've got two models in, but two players kind of mystic or whatever. So, yeah. And there's also Half-Life 2 Lost Coast, which basically it's a playable showcase of high dynamic lightning render, I believe. I don't know if I said it correctly, but which is basically it's cool lightning effect on the game, and it makes the game look absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see that, but unfortunately my video card isn't powerful enough, so I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to be able to play it. So yeah, that's the news on Steam.
There are also this also Sin episodes, where, in case you've heard about that.
Oh yeah.
It looks pretty interesting.
We haven't have much news on this one, but it looks cool. I think it's going to be cool. I hope it's going to be cool. It's on Source Engine, and Source Engine owned.
What I thought was interesting about it is that it's based on the Source Engine, and it's actually the first Sin game was released about the same time as the first Half-Life game, and the reason it didn't sell that good was because of Half-Life 1. And now it seems Valve felt sorry for Sin, and Sin has always, they've been looking for a new way to release it again, and now Steam, Valve picked them up to release it on Steam. And yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
That Might and Magic thing that you mentioned, Varrocta, I was just going to say that's pretty cool. Like, I mean, I played Crusaders in Might and Magic, which was kind of FPS-ish, if you know what I mean. And with a good engine, you know, something that's similar to that would be just pretty damn cool.
I was just checking out what Varrocta was talking about the Ragdoll Kung Fu. Looks very cool. But what I'm also, I was actually quite surprised what he just said about Blue Shift being released on Steam. I have a Steam Silver account. Very happy about that because I've never played Blue Shift. That's the only Half-Life game, you know, expansion game that I've never played. So that's really cool. And he talked a bit about Black Mesa Source, which is basically the Half-Life remake using the Source Engine. And I have to say, it looks amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on that.
Yeah, the dam, the map with the dam is just fantastic. It looks so cool. I'm waiting for to see that to play the game. You know, I have Half-Life Source. I have a silver account on Steam, and you know, I was kind of disappointed by Half-Life Source because it was only a direct port. Like, the only thing that was new was the lightning and the water. That sucks, you know. I just hope Black Mesa Source is going to be really cool so I can really play Half-Life 1 on the Source Engine.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I got it, I was so curious as to what Half-Life Source was going to be, and I was very disappointed. I mean, I did play through it because, you know, it's just a great, cool game, and it's still good. It still lives up to its expectations. You know, I was quite disappointed that only like the water and the lighting, as you said, was actually updated. It was basically a direct port. But this is looking so cool, and the coolest thing is that Valve is, you know, allowing this kind of stuff to go on. I mean, if you look at, you know, there was this Duke Nukem mod being made, basically a remake of Duke Nukem 3D, and that got basically canned by Treaty Realms pretty much a week after it was announced.
Yeah, there was also this game, StarCraft, I think. It was for a Far Cry or Battlefield 1942, I think. I'm not sure, but it was a StarCraft mod, and Blizzard, they stopped it because I don't really know. They just don't want people to use their stuff.
So Chase wants to talk, I think, about Half-Life, about the Half-Life thing.
Yeah. You know how they talked about the Half-Life Source coming out? Well, I was really pissed off about that, because I thought that it would have, the textures that Half-Life 2 has, but they've just taken the same textures and, like, added a bit of light in whatever physics, and it's a bit of a disappointment, so I am looking forward to the Black Mesa Source, because that does look good, because that's what I wanted, to go back to get nostalgic and go back, but have the new technology.
Yeah, everyone was pretty disappointed, I guess. This is very cool that they're bringing it out. I hope that everything actually works, looks like it's done pretty professionally. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you'd expect from a professional developer.
Wayman wants to talk about something.
Hi, guys. Well, I just found out some pretty cool news, I guess, about Pure Onage mods. Well, I found a couple of, flag skins for Soldier 14-2 with the Pure Onage logo on them. You can find them on www.softfiles.com. And I'd like to announce I'm also working on a sound mod for Soldier 14-2 that, sort of changed most of the in-game sounds. For example, when you get a headshot, you can hear Doug, in a slow motion headshot. And also, during pretty much every frag, you hear Doug with a pretty fast boom headshot. And, I guess, no, it's not all. I also found out there's right now a clan called Pure Onage. It's still on soft version 1.00, which is unpatched and doesn't contain Punk Buster. I still play it, and it's pretty fun. But the guys from that clan are pretty big fans, I found out. They all like stuff too, and so they didn't recognize me or knew any of you guys, so they don't read the forums or anything. But, they also were interested about the sound mod, and I'm definitely going to make it sometime soon. I already have some sort of a beta. I'm using it right now, actually. And, it's working out pretty nice. I'm having some trouble with converting the sound files to proper... Well, it's not just MP3. I got to adjust the English term for it. It's in kilohertz and stuff. And, it should come out. Well, not too long. I'll host it on my own account, so you can see it. Props to you, Denwo, for making the original sounds, which I'm using for it.
The pricing for Xbox 360 has been officially announced. Last time we talked about next-gen console. It's not just one price. It's actually very interesting what Microsoft has done. They're going to be releasing two separate packages, basically. One is the core system, which contains the console, a controller with a wire, so not a wireless controller, an Xbox Live Silver membership, that's basically that you can get onto Xbox Live, but you can't play games on Xbox Live, and, standard cables and stuff and all that. So a very, very basic system. That's going to be released for $299 and €299, £209 British pounds, because let's not forget, this console is going to be released, near simultaneously worldwide, so everyone's going to get it for the holidays. The more expensive version is the real Xbox 360, which is going for $399. That's going to be containing the actual console, the 20GB detachable hard drive, a wireless controller, a wireless headset, high-definition cables for your HD TV, an Ethernet cable, a limited edition Xbox 360 media remote control. So it looks like Microsoft is definitely aiming at both the hardcore and the casual gamer. In my opinion, it doesn't really look like much of a price saver. They're definitely not going to be losing money from this, because if you're looking to buy the hard drive, the wireless control, the headset, you want to play on a HD TV, you want to play on Xbox Live, you're saving a lot of money by getting the full package. That's going to, all those stuff separately are going to cost way more than $100 or €100. Another thing that was revealed is PlayStation 3 pricing. Not officially, but it was caught on Amazon.com, up for grabs at $299. Of course, this is a mere rumor. It's probably bogus anyway, but it would be interesting if it actually was released for the same price as the Xbox 360. That would be some serious competition. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. So what do you guys think of this pricing?
Well, I think, well, you know, as they mentioned in their E3 conference, they said that the Xbox 360 was for everybody. They wanted to reach the casual gamer, you know, the one that plays once in a while at a friend's house. They really want to bring as much people as possible on 360. And also one thing, I think, you know, the silver package, I think that's pretty stupid. It just, like, drives you to buy more stuff, because, you know, be like, I guess I can see the other players play online, but I can't, so I'm just gonna buy the gold thing or whatever. I don't know, it's just, I think it's just a bit dumb.
Wouldn't it be great if they actually threw, like, a console in for, say, $200 instead? They always have it up at $300 when they first come out, like the Xbox did. And, well, yeah, that.
I think it's just got to do with pricing and, like, how much they think they can get away with. You can sort of understand where they're coming from a business point of view, at least.
On that subject, like to quote Penny Arcade, you know, Tycho from Penny Arcade had a very, very cool thing to say about that. He said, you know, basically, the, you know, at the very least, you know, you're going to need to, you know, cash out about $40 for a memory card. If you get the core system, or what they call the core system. And he says, you know, basically this so-called price saver or lower cost package isn't for the average mainstream consumer who is, you know, looking for a cheap console. It's for fucking retards.
What's for retards?
The $299 core system, which you're going to have to buy a memory card for anyway, and, you know, you're going to end up buying all the extra stuff anyway, so you might as well just shell out, you know, $399 or 399 euros or 279 British pounds and get everything, because, you know, that'll save you money. So another thing that come out recently is an in-game movie from Quake 4. Latest game from Raven Software, you know, not being made by id Software, which is actually quite interesting. id Software working on a brand new intellectual property. Nothing's been released about that. It's not going to be Quake, it's not going to be Doom, it's not going to be Wolfenstein, it's going to be something completely new. So, Raven Software, I'm big fans of these guys because they made, of course, the Jedi Knight series, which is really cool. I played that for years online, all of the versions 1, 2, 3, and
Dark Forces 2.
Yeah, Dark Forces 2. I didn't play the original Dark Forces, but Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight was the first game that I played in clan form online. That I really played that hardcore. That was so cool, that game. Anyway, so
probably earned you at it.
I don't think so. I was in one of the best Australian clans. You wouldn't believe it, but the first clan I was in was Australian.
Lol, maybe we're in the same clan. Anyway, off topic.
Yeah, anyway, you're right. So, Raven Software is working on this game, and one of the major differences that it's going to have is it's going to have a storyline. It's meant to combine the best of Quake 2 and Quake 3, as in great single player and great multiplayer.
Well, what it is this guy, is at the start, through about a third of the game, you're a regular private in the army, just trying to kill the Strog guys. And then you actually get captured and turned into, like, one of the cyborg things. And then from then on, the developing company have kept the whole story from then on completely secret, so no one knows. Well, not PC Gamer, anyway.
I can add to that. When you get captured, as you said, I've seen a bit of that you get shipped off to the Strog, I guess you could say, recruitment process. Strog are basically these cyborg guys, kind of like the Borg. You know, basically, you get assimilated into the Strog, and, you know, you get this cutscene where they saw off your legs and stuff and turn you into a Strog warrior. But just before you actually get injected with some sort of material that makes you a Strog drone, your squad mates burst in and blow the place up and they free you. But you're still a Strog warrior, so you get all the special Strog powers, like you're this really big, super-powered warrior, and you get to blow everything apart, and you even get to jump into one of those Strog mechs, which is really cool. So that looks pretty cool, and I'm actually looking forward to seeing my legs getting chopped off in first person. That's got to be the best ever.
So good and evil all in the one boat, eh?
Because everybody knows that in first persons you can see your legs. No.
Yeah.
If you're walking along and then suddenly, boom, you're suddenly 2 feet tall.
in FPSs, everybody knows they don't have legs anyway. You just sort of levitate sort of about 3 foot off the floor and sort of glide along, maybe with a bit of bob or something.
As Demo said, you'd be walking along and suddenly your legs won't be gone. You'd just be, suddenly you'll find yourself on the floor. So I guess it's kind of like being drunk.
Or a hobbit.
Or a drunk hobbit.
I think Denwo has some music that he wants to share with us.
Yeah, some of you may be aware that there is a Puronage fan band, if you like. It was announced in previous PPcasts and consists of various members of the forums playing different instruments around the world and things. And a guy called The Orange on the forums has written this song. So we thought we'd have a shot at it and try and record it, see what we came up with. And it's been going quite well. It's been well underway. And we've got a sort of preliminary version of the song with Scree on piano. Scree also doing vocals, even though it was only supposed to be for the purpose of testing the levels. It actually turned out that he's quite a good singer, so I don't know, maybe he'll be singing for the final one. I have managed to put some drums in there, and there's also a MIDI bass guitar just for effect, but we thought we'd treat the community and give you a bit of a preview. I've got about a minute and a half's worth here. It's not perfect, it's just been sort of thrown together, multi-tracks and stuff. Give you an idea of what it sounds like, and I really like it. I'm no De Niro, better was surely
turns to stone, just like my crippled heart. I'm telling you my life, are you telling me I love you? I know I can save you, it's a thing I can't deny. I'm no superhero, I'm not meant to fly.
That's all you're getting. Well, you can all listen to the final one and give us your opinion then.
Well, it certainly already sounds to be shaping up to be something cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing it. I'm very curious.
I didn't understand the lyrics. Does it talk about owning noobs?
No, a little bit more serious than that in his lyrics. Just a little thing, really. If you cast your mind back to, I think it must be episode 2 of the podcast. We were talking about the FPS Dog invasion and all the noobs thinking that FPS Dog owned the show. Like, not owned as in, you know, it was all about him. And, you know, people were getting quite annoyed with it and things, thinking all these noobs coming on. And we sort of thought, oh, it will die down. You know, these people will realize that the show is more about Jeremy and the storyline and gaming in general and stuff. And then, to my horror, I discovered something the other day. And I'm not sure even if the moderators of the forum are aware of this. You know, I'm not sure. Basically, there's a website which is www.fpsdog.com. And
what?
Which is pretty, open your browsers, check it out. It's pretty basic. In fact, I don't think there are any active links on there at the moment, apart from to the main Puronage site. I have fairly reliable sources telling me that this is an official piece of work, as in, you know, directly related to the series, which worries me. And I did a who is on it, and there aren't any useful, there's no useful contact information, anything like that. In fact, they've put like 123 Fake Street as the address of the registrar, but that's, if you look in Doug's profile on the on the forums. That's where it says he lives anyway. But what are your views on this, given the possibility that it might even be an official piece of pure ownage?
I think if it is legit and it is all real, I think it could be the start of bad things to come.
Yeah, man. It's scaring me.
Anastasia.com.
Yeah. I'm not sure what I think about it. It's a bit of a shock.
Like, if that is legit, I think, I don't know, that's like, you know when you have a show, and it's like your favorite show, or whatever, and then they'll take one of the characters and make like a sub show, and it's like absolutely shit. I think it has the potential, well, not, I think it would be that, you know, seriously. We need some feedback on this. I definitely think this is feedback worthy from Kyle or something.
He needs to get his ass down here and explain.
And if I did a whois on the site, and admin contact, I've got a jfgardiner@gmail.com, a fake address. I don't know about the phone number.
Disturbing if it is real. Relief if it's not.
Still disturbing if it's not, because there's some obsessed fan out there that's just going to cause more trouble.
See, the thing I'm thinking is, if it is an obsessed fan, do you really think they'd risk the whole, you know, trouble they could get in by putting the copyright Rolf LeMayo at the bottom?
Hey, so, there's this guy called Verukta, and you may know that he's a moderator, and some of you may have some very misplaced respect for this guy, because all of the new forum users now, which the admins and mods are flaming to hell, or, well, not really, because
I'm
obviously
not
admins and
anyone.
Mods are very... Shut up. Yeah, so, generally, any new users that talk like Jeremy or just talk like a noob will get flamed down into the depths of hell until they, you know, get back down to earth and start posting properly. Anyway, and there's this moderator called Verukta, and if you look at his first post, you'll see that he was actually one of these guys himself. And it's... excuse me while I just find this. Here we go.
What do you mean,
title? Well, yeah, I mean, he's still a noob. I mean, he's just probably suppressed it. Or maybe he uses, like, Microsoft Word Dictionary or something to talk properly. I don't know. Topic title, like, oh my god, la 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 la, uppercase 2, post being, yeah, I just registered and I wanted to say that the show's like the own, and it's like funnier than most shit on like the internet, so like, you know, good job, really. Yeah, peace out. I think I'm Jeremy and everything. So,
it was my first post, dude.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah, but
it's
at that time I was
for all the noobs out there.
But it was never meant to be bumped. It's not my fault.
But you can quite happily go and check the first post of DeLoco or Zementions or, you know, anyone who's semi-respected, and they don't have any embarrassing secrets like this. They're all very nice, you know, mature people. It's like, yeah, nice show, blah, 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 but not you. Oh, no. You're just a noob.
He's a poster boy for forum noobs everywhere.
Well, he is, yeah. So everybody check it out anyway. Laugh at him and stuff like that.
I think it should be sticky.
Good point. Very good point. I'll look into that. But if he can become a mod, kids, then there's hope for you yet. So keep trying.
Yeah, well, you know, it was... okay, can I justify myself now, or are you going to let me... going to interrupt me every time I try?
Go on.
Okay, so it was the first post ever by a regular user on the forums. If you look, you're going to see what it was made before, even before FPS Doug's first post. It was the first thread in Pironish discussion. So and I was if you look in the member list, which doesn't load anymore, but I'm like the first person ever registered on the forums after running Kyle and Jeremy. And it's funny because I registered with a first username and it didn't work, so just I put the wrong email or something, so I just made another one, and voila.
Yeah, I like the way you sort of tried to change the subject. That's good. Oh, I registered one username, and then And then, well, I changed it, so I'm not a noob. Yes, you're a noob. Love you, really.
I just realized that my first post was... The first reply I ever got in this forum was a spam by Wyman.
Alright,
So, yeah.
I found a really cool post here. It's entitled, very controversially, Reset the Forums. And it's a poll. It's a poll to reset the forums. You can vote yes or no. And it's by a guy named Headcrab, who I've seen, he's a very new member. I only joined up last month, but I've seen a lot of his posts around. And he thinks that there's way too many threads. You know, it's impossible to search for anything. And he is he's very right. It is very difficult to find posts, and the forums they're full of crap basically, and that is also partially thanks to the fact that we kind of waited. It took a while before moderators came in really to moderate the forums. So what do you guys think about that?
I think we shouldn't reset to then. Yeah, we're gonna lose my first post. What the hell? it's like a relic. It's like it's history, you know.
I mean,
don't lose my first post. I'm not gonna make another one like that on the new forums. Whatever.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they could do some serious forum cleaning, in inverted commas. Like, you know, get rid of the bunch of junk and keep the good shit, like the golden bits, like Farakta's first post and stuff like that.
Well, the thing is, I actually want a record of what I've done with these years of my life that I've so-called wasted, you know?
Yeah. Saying cheese.
So yeah,
calling for help.
You know, I think that, what Cashmere said, like, clean up the forums, well, I'd say, good luck, because I sure as shit ain't gonna be doing that. There's way too many posts out there to clean it all up. But, maybe it is a good idea. Kyle posted about that they might be moving to Envision Powerboard, which me and Viruktor talked about a while ago. It looks very interesting, a lot of cool features on that forum. But, it lies to be seen. But
it's not a priority. Kyle said maybe if we change the forums, maybe it would be very late. Because it's not high in the priorities, and I think changing to Powerboard is especially for us mods, because it's got like lots of cool features, so we don't have to do everything ourselves. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lot of cool features, and I'd love to see it on the forums. I think a forum reset would be cool. We could ensure that right from the get-go we make sure that the forums are clean and stay clean. But as far as it seems, a user starting a poll is it's good for opinions, but in the end run it's still up to Kyle, and as far as Kyle's concerned, it's not going to happen for a while.
I would kind of thought it was on, like, personally, if it was me, I'd be like, it'd be on top of the priority list. I mean, a few people come on RSA and, on TeamSpeak, but still there's a great majority of the community which is, like, held together by the forums. And if the forums are down because, they're overloaded with whatever, then, that's people not being able to talk about their favorite show.
Yeah. It'll take a lot of work to change it, though. And it would be down to Kyle to do it. Time that he probably doesn't have, because he makes the show and stuff.
No, I think that's up to Paul. Paul's basically the one that hosts the site.
Alright, yeah, cool. Yeah, of course.
And, another thing that is cool on the forums is the picture thread. I like the picture thread. Does anyone else like the picture thread?
I do.
I like the picture thread ever to load a page.
It's my... Yeah, I know. Well, you have 56k or something?
If you talk about... Talk about cleaning forum up. I cleaned the sticky thread up, the picture thread. I cleaned it up. It went from, I believe, over 50 pages back to 14 pages. I basically just made sure that it was, as it says, a picture thread, and not a 10% pictures, 90% quoting people's pictures and telling them how much they own and how cute they are, or whatever. But a recent development on this thread is their frequent posting of hot girls. Jeez, there's a lot of hot girls on that picture thread. You know, they only really seem to be posting on the picture thread, but you know, this is pretty cool actually. What do you guys think?
Have you seen that dimensions?
Oh yeah, she's
she's hot.
Yeah, damn right.
Like, woo!
Fap, fap, fap.
So, looks like the forums are. Oh wait. So, anyone got a favorite picture thread girl or guy? If you're into that kind of thing.
I have a really good dimensions. Picture I want to show you.
Well, next to dimensions, obviously there was one, but I don't know what page it was on.
Your Owner's Archive. Thank you very much for all your submissions. It's going really well. So far this month, we've had over 6,000 unique hits, and keep it coming.
Yes, and the same goes for Pure Ownage Podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for visiting it. At the moment, we have an insane amount of hits. We have, on the top, it says 8,648 or no, 6,848 noobs owned. We have kind of the same thing going on as the official Pure Ownage website. The cool thing is you can check out some statistics. Today we had almost 600 hits. These are not unique hits, mind you. And you can also see some stats like the countries. Like apparently the U.S. North America is the most, or no, the U.S. seriously is the most popular country to visit us. Like almost half of our listeners are American, or United States. After that, surprisingly, Australia, 19%. And some other countries. You know, Canada is only 6%. UK is only 5%. This is very surprising. This is insane. I mean, I've never had so many hits on something, that I made myself or anything like that. You know, we're all very, very glad that everyone's listening to our podcast, and we hope you keep listening. We're going to, keep growing, keep getting better, and doing our best to provide you with the latest and greatest info on news on the Pure Ownage community. And on that note, I'd like to end the podcast. Like, thank everyone for being here. You guys have been great. And if you've got any ideas or any submissions or comments, leave a comment on the forum, or on the website, I mean, or on the forum, pay a thread on the Pure Ownage music and video and arts section. And that's it. So we're going to sign out and come in every Sunday at 2200 hours CEST. That's 10 o'clock CEST time. That's about 4 p.m. Canadian time, or Eastern Canadian time. And because that's going to be our regular broadcast, or our regular recording date. And that's it. Ciao.
Thanks for being here.
See ya.
Yeah.